Coach, we've been here for a long time now, listening to people talk for months. Complicated medical testimony. A lot of emotion in this case. There is not a person in this room who isn't sorry about what happened to Mr. Matthews. It's a tragedy. And when something like this happens, you desperately want to blame someone, don't you? Someone else. We understand that. It's natural. What do we got here? What's the bottom line? It's Mr. Matthews' word against the East Shore Hospital, isn't it? That's exactly what it is. Now, obviously, any decent human being would want to believe Mr. Matthews, believe that he told the admitting nurse, Mrs. Valdez, that he was diabetic. It would seem poetic that someone else was to blame. It would feel right. But it wouldn't be fair. Let's think for a second. Who's being blamed here? It's not some big bad hospital corporation. We're talking about human beings. Four doctors, five nurses, the hospital chief of staff present at the time. All of them there for no other purpose than to try and save Jonathan Matthews' life. Now, this is painful, and I don't like doing this, but if we're all going to do our jobs, I've got to bring this up again. Mr. Matthews is an alcoholic. In July of 1979, he tried to commit suicide. And you know, even I was surprised to learn from the plaintiff's own doctors, ironically, that this tragedy could have been caused by the abuse of alcohol. So here's my point. We all understand why Mr. Matthews is blaming the hospital. But nobody could have prevented Mr. Matthews' suffering except Mr. Matthews.
Listen to me. The table you delivered is not the table I ordered. I'm having a party for Friday, and the table sitting in my dining room looks like a goddamn turtle.
We find for the defendant on all counts.
Mr. Matthews, everyone. Bottoms up.
Mr. Cameron?
Thanks. Mm-hmm. Like father, like son.
Yeah, the old bastard would have loved this one, huh?
Only if he'd pulled it off.
Mr. Turner.
If Maxwell calls, tell him to one East Shore and he owes me 50. Mm-hmm. Don't give me this now. Cancel my lunch tomorrow. I'm going to work through and move the dinner to next week and pull the file on Briggs versus Gordon.
Oh, what about the Rosenberg
breakfast, please? I need the Martinson deposition on my desk by 9 o'clock tomorrow morning. Mm-hmm. Mm. And call my wife and tell her I can't make dinner at 7:30. Mm-hmm. Tell her to call the Hoosits and make it 8:30 instead.
Yes, sir.
Because you're responsible. And if you can't learn to respect other people's things, then we're going to have a big problem. Now, you're not to leave this room tonight. You understand?
The sooner we get there, the sooner we can leave. Are you ready?
Mm-hmm.
Mozella, we're going now.
Good night, Missy.
Please?
Done.
I can't. Next week, all of our relatives are coming in.
George, you should get a boat.
Just send them away. I like that.
Last year when Sarah's relatives came in, we chartered this boat.
Oh, God, the boat. The boat.
You take them out, you feed them, you stare at the Statue of Liberty. Everybody's happy and nobody talks. You don't even realize they're not having a conversation.
The only reason I came was because it said two.
In the paper, two fireplaces.
Right. So finally I get there and she says, oh, no, that's wrong, but it's got two fire escapes.
Julia. George, you and Julia really must come to our Christmas party. Come on now, Sarah's got a recipe for trifle you'd kill for. Well, you must come.
We chartered a boat.
Oh, God.
Good evening, Mrs. Turner.
Hi, Eddie.
Good evening, Mr. Turner.
God damn it.
You should apologize to Rachel.
I don't want you dealing with Tracy anymore. She doesn't replace this table tomorrow, that's it.
Henry, go tell Rachel you're sorry. You never apologize.
Did you tell the caterer we're 60 now? Okay. Your baby. How would you react if I spilled grape juice all over your baby?
His name isn't Frank.
Rachel, the point is, if you can't be responsible, don't take food out of the kitchen. You finished a real big case today, honey. And Daddy won.
Okay. All better?
Qui tacit, consentire, videtur. He who is silent is understood to consent. Rosella, get some cigarettes. God damn it.
Francis said Carol's daughter wasn't accepted at Huntington. They're all dying Rachel got in.
Carol's daughter's a virtual idiot. Let me go get some. Be right back.
Don't forget your keys.
Merits. Cigarettes. Look, any time tonight it'd be okay. What a fucking day.
Come on, give me your what?
Give me a break, will you? I just want a pack of cigarettes. All right, wait a second. Wait a second. All right, wait a minute. Will you you just wait a minute?
Okay. Good night. You should glue the keys to your hand, Henry. What is it?
Driving, he just went off the side of the road. Doctors say, forget it, no chance. 3 months later, he beat me in tennis. Sweet to God. You never know. You never know.
Sarah, darling. We're here. We're here.
What did the neurologist say is going to happen to Dad? He said he didn't know.
Rachel says hi. Said it's everywhere. The phone hasn't stopped ringing all week. Rosella keeps rewashing your shirt so she has something to do. She's been great, just wonderful. My mother says hi. She wanted to fly in, you know, always trying to help. She asked what she could possibly do. I said, don't come. Rachel got her school uniform. It's the most adorable thing. She put it on and she said, Mom, I don't feel smart. Henry, I know you can hear me. Okay, you can open one present. We'll do the rest in the morning. Okay, I'll tell him. If you go to sleep now, I'll be home soon to tuck you in. Okay. I love you. Good night, sweetheart.
Well, I'm going home now. Good night, sweetheart.
See you tomorrow. Good night, Claudia.
Good night, Sarah. Merry Christmas.
Oh, my goodness. Look of the week. Hello, honey.
Let me go and call your doctor.
Hi. Hi. Hi, darling.
Mrs. Turner, your husband's incredibly lucky. The bullet wound to the head caused minimal damage. See, it hit the right frontal lobe. That's the only part of the brain that has redundant systems. I mean, if you're going to get shot in the head, that's the way to do it. But I can't lie to you. I wish I had all good news. The other bullet hit the subclavian artery. There was excessive internal bleeding and cardiac arrest. Your husband suffered anoxia. It's a lack of oxygen to the brain. And the anoxia caused some damage. What I'm getting at is that it's going to be a long, tough rehabilitation.
How long?
We'll know a lot more in 3 months. The brain is very mysterious. Even though your husband seems to have the capacity to recover, there's no telling how well or how long it might take. In some ways, he's starting from scratch here. Mrs. Turner, Henry can't speak. He can't move. His motor skills aren't functioning properly. His memory might be deeply affected. Now, certainly, one day, everything might come back, but there are no guarantees. He might not be able to regain his speech or physical coordination. Ever.
So, how's Dad?
He's doing great, sweetheart. The rehabilitation clinic's going to be much better than the hospital. He wants to get better before you see him.
Can we get a puppy?
Maybe we will, honey. Charlie called yesterday. He says this is a really great place. Everybody knows about this place. But he can't wait to throw you a welcome back party. And for the 500th time, he wants me to tell you not to worry. Everything's under control. Take your time. But get back immediately. It's so pretty here, isn't it?
Hello? Mrs. Turner?
Yes.
I'm Dr. Marsh, Chief of Staff.
Hi.
Hi, Henry. How's everything going so far? Because I'm the boss around here. If you have any problems, you complain to me. What a beautiful little girl.
Yeah, it's Rachel.
How old is she?
She's going to be 12.
Is she a little girl, Henry? Is this your daughter? Do you remember your daughter? Do you remember your wife?
Henry.
Do you know who this is, Henry?
What do you think?
Oh, look at you. Brings out your beautiful eyes. Come here, look. See? Now, the secret is to send the thank you note right away before a month goes by and Aunt Maggie thinks you've forgotten all about her, okay?
Oh. Are we going to be poor now?
What?
Jennifer Lerner said that her mother said that with Dad in the hospital and the way we spend money, that we're going to be out on the street in 6 months. Is that true?
You can tell Jennifer Lerner that her mother doesn't know what the hell she's talking about, and that if she has anything to say to me, anything at all, her mother better pick up the phone and call me herself. Who the hell does she think she is? Sorry.
It's okay.
Now, can you pick the circle? Yes, very good. Yes, one for one. All right, now, can you find the triangle? Close. Now, I'll give you a hint. That's not it. It's green. The triangle is green. Yes, very good. All right, Henry, we're on our way.
Come in.
Good afternoon, Mr. Turner.
Hey, Bradley.
How's it going, Red?
We're just finishing up here.
How you doing, Hank?
Henry's doing just fine. Right, Henry? I'll see you guys later.
All right.
Bye.
Look, if you don't want to talk at first, it's cool. I was a shy kid, kept to myself. Name's Bradley. I'll be your physical therapist for the remainder of the evening. Your own personal gym teacher. See that wheelchair? That's going to be your best friend for a while. Ready? All right, my man. Mr. Casella, watch out. You're looking sharp. Sharp.
Right.
That's Mr. Casella. He's from Kentucky.
Hi, Bradley.
Julie, check out the new uniform. Yow! I gotta get me some of that. Don't get any wrong ideas, man. This isn't because I like it. It's to get you back in the swing. You're gonna be playing basketball before you know it, jogging 10 miles a day. I hear you haven't been talking very much. Is that true? Tell me, Hank, is that true or just a nasty-ass rumor? Must be true. Yo, Gloria.
Bradley.
That's Gloria. Already had me some of that.
I'll leave you alone so you can talk about it.
Done this in ages.
Well, you're a genius, you know that. New York real estate needs you, my dear. The country needs you. Now, I know that you know this, but if you or Rachel ever need anything...
Please, no.
No, seriously.
Pity scares me. Actually, this whole thing's making me a stronger person. Really. And Henry's getting better every day.
So... Sarah, this is me you're talking to.
He can't walk. He can't speak. He doesn't remember us. Nobody knows what's going to happen. I talked to our accountant last week.
And?
Well, it's not good. We have nothing put away, really. A few stocks. All we have is the apartment, which isn't worth what it was 5 years ago. Without Henry's income, things Maybe not tomorrow. Things are going to have to change.
Honey, can I give you a little advice? Don't. Do not tell anyone else what you just told me. Mm-hmm. If I were you, I would go out with a few friends and spend a whole lot of money.
Would you like to walk through again?
Oh, no, I don't have to, thanks. I'll take it. See what I mean? Just like that.
Come on, ball. Now, you can hear the word in your head, can't you? Good, good. Now, try to say it. Come on. You can do it. Ball. I know this is frustrating for you, but you can do it. Ball.
Come in.
Ow! Ow!
Hello, Bradley.
Thank you. Thank you. Good night. You've been a wonderful crowd. Yo, what's up?
Oh, I'm just working with the strong, silent type.
Still no word from the man, huh?
No, but we're making progress.
Breakfast. Listen, since you're still not making any noise, I'm choosing the menu. When you start to talk, you can pick. Eggs Bradley, made them myself. Hope you like them. What's wrong? Don't like my eggs? What? Okay. Okay, I heard you. I heard you. Don't be pretending you can't talk. Listen, if you don't speak, I don't know what you want. All you gotta do is tell me anything you want. All you gotta do is make the call. This is like room service here, man. You ever been to a hotel? So what do you want? Cheeseburger? Huh? No, no, no. You like caviar and shit like that, right? Cool, man. Just tell me you want caviar. Come on, say caviar. Caviar. What? Come on, man, say it.
Ritz.
Ritz? You want some crackers? You can have anything you want. You want some crackers? Get this man some Ritz crackers!
Ritz.
The work they do at Lawrence is just inspiring. Henry's doing wonderfully. You wouldn't believe their eyes.
I knew he'd set records for recovery.
Yeah, you'd be very proud of him. He's working hard.
Working hard? Henry? I can't imagine.
Every day I'm there, it just amazes me.
Lucky to have you.
I second that.
Thank you.
I wanted to ask. Now, don't take this the wrong way, darling. I wanted to make sure that things are under control, but you're okay.
Well, considering, I'm perfect. I really do think everything's going to be okay. It may take some time to get back to normal, but it's going to happen.
I mean, financially.
Oh.
Gee, I hate to leave you with the bill, but you'd be paying anyway, right? Gotta get to court. It was good to see you, sir.
Oh, thank you.
I know this is awkward. There are some things we just don't talk about, but you and Henry... Our family, you know that. Are you all right? Because if you need help, anything, I'm prepared to...
We're in wonderful shape. No problems. Really, thank you. You're so sweet to offer.
I knew I could count on Henry.
All right, my man. You know what this is? It's called a walker.
Walker.
Yeah. But that's a load of bullshit, because you're doing all the walking. Now, let's see if we can get you standing up, huh? Scoot up for me a little bit. Good. Okay. Sit tall.
Sit tall. Now lean towards me. I want you to push up. Push up with your arms and your legs. Push up, push up, push up. Very good. I got you, I got you. Don't worry about it. Good, very good. How's that feel? I don't know. Yeah, well, all that upper body work's getting ready to pay off. Put your right hand over there on the walker. Good, good. Okay. I got you. You're doing real good, Hank. You're doing real good. Okay? And the first thing I want you to do is slide that walker forward. Okay? Now slide your left leg and bend it. Slide your left leg and bend it. Good. Now stand tall. Stand tall. Straight. Step. Good job, Hank. Good job. Now slide. Bend and slide your left leg. Stand tall and step. Good job. Push the walker forward. Bend and slide. Stand tall. Step. You're doing it, man. You're doing it, baby. Go ahead. Push it forward. Left, left. Bend, slide. Stand up straight. Step. There you go, man. You're stepping like a natural man. Go ahead. Put that left leg forward. Put it forward. Step. Where's my video camera? We ought to be videotaping this beautiful moment. Okay, bend that left leg. Slide it forward. Step. There you go, Hank. You're doing it, man. You're doing it. Go ahead. Bend that left leg. Slide it forward. Into his bedroom, there's his wife doing another man. The bitch was cheating.
She cheating?
Doing the serious with another man, sleeping with another guy.
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah. And she just looks up, and all she says is, oops.
So then what?
Beretta. Looking hot. She's hot. She's hot.
Yeah, I know. You gotta get you some of that.
Where are you going looking so pretty?
Get my dad. He doesn't remember me.
Go, sweetie. Thanks, Daddy.
Bye.
Go up the West Side Highway, please.
What's up, man?
Hey, man, what you doing?
Painting. Crackers.
Looks great. But you're not packed. Why aren't you packed?
I'm not going.
Remember what Dr. Marks told you? Remember when we talked about this a couple days ago?
Yeah, I changed my mind. I'm gonna stay.
Your wife and daughter are coming to pick you up. You're going home.
But I live here.
No, man, this is a pit stop.
I hear you got a beautiful place.
But you're not going to be there.
No. I got to hang here. But you got your family.
But I don't know them. I don't.
They love you. They're going to take care of you.
Well, I don't want them to take care of me, Bradley. I don't.
Listen.
No, stop it.
Hank, listen.
Leave me alone, Bradley.
Hank, you're going to be fine. You got to go back sometime.
I just can't remember. I don't know those people.
Be right outside. Hi, Sarah.
Hi.
How you doing, honey?
Hi, Henry. Hi, Dad.
Hi.
I think it's time you come home.
Yeah, he told me. Bradley, told me.
Is that okay? Do you want to come home?
What about Bradley?
Bradley can take care of himself. And you've got us. And we're going to help you in every way we can, aren't we, honey? You've got a life back at home. A life with friends and family and everything you could ever want. All you have to do is say you want to come home. That's all. It's easy.
I don't want to. We already discussed this. I think it may be premature for Henry to go home. I think you should want to first.
I just want what's best.
Hi, I'm Bradley. He's not mad at you. Hey, why don't you go and talk to him?
Big loop, little loop, cross over, pull through.
How did you learn to do that?
You taught me.
It was gray carpet. I remember gray carpet. Where was that?
That was home.
I remember gray carpet. I want to go home.
Henry? Come on.
A walk man. For a walking man.
Wow.
When you get home, I want you to listen to this and think of your friend Bradley.
Am I going to see you?
Yeah.
Promise?
Hell yeah, I promise.
Okay, bye.
Thanks.
Hey, it's what I do. High five.
Bye.
Bye.
Are you coming to bed?
I'm going to sleep there.
Yeah. This is your side.
Okay. Remember your hair.
Everything's gonna be okay. Everything.
You look good, Mr. Henry. Real good. Your face and everything.
Thanks. Oh, eggs. No, I don't like eggs.
What?
Eggs are your favorite.
Yeah.
Okay, give me a lot of eggs.
This is wonderful. All of us together again.
We never used to eat breakfast together.
I always wished we had.
Oh, I'm sorry.
That's okay. I do that all the time.
You do?
Yeah. See?
I'll be back in 20 minutes. If you need anything, just ask Rosella.
Okay, the one with the eggs.
That's right.
Ready.
Okay, be back soon. Bye.
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 Did you get your books?
Yeah.
I'm taking Rachel to school. You keep an eye on him?
Is Mr. Henry okay?
Yes. He's fine.
To my head. You okay?
Yeah.
You need anything, Mr. Henry?
No, thank you. Rosella, what do I do when I'm home?
You are working all the time.
I work a lot.
You work so hard. I can't believe it.
Well, what do I do when I'm not working?
You are always working. Welcome home, Mr. Henry. Thank you. Just a minute, please.
Hello, Mr. Turner.
Hi.
Mr. Turner,
I'm going to take a walk now.
Have a good time, sir.
What are you, a goddamn retard? Get the hell out of the street!
Where's Henry?
In your room, I think.
Henry, where are you?
Hi. Hungry?
Yeah.
That's what I like to hear. What's in the crowd?
Crowd?
Where is he?
He was wearing a blue shirt and khaki pants. Listen, you're the fifth person to ask me these questions. I just want to find my husband.
I'll wait here.
I won't be long, sweetheart. I've just got to go look.
Henry! Where were you?
He bought a dog.
Mom, look! A puppy, look!
Wow. You really missed me, huh?
Can we call him Buddy? Jennifer has a dog named Buddy, but he's really ugly.
Buddy. Yeah, is that okay?
Yeah, Buddy's fine.
Hi, Buddy.
Just let me know before you go out next time. Okay?
Okay.
Excuse me.
Why is she so mad?
If you're gonna be late, you have to call her.
Oh. Okay.
Some of them you can borrow and take home. But some of them you have to read here.
And you can't talk loud.
Right. See, it's just R. Now, Miss Pateski always made us repeat it over and over. But I won't make you do that. This next one's easy. Make up words and the words make up sentences.
Are you?
This is a little one.
My.
Are you?
Are you my?
Okay, one more. This is the toughie.
Moat.
T-H, remember.
Moth. Mother. Moth. Mother. 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 Mother?
Mother. You did it.
Are you my mother? I can read.
Sarah! Rosella! I can read.
Grace!
I can read.
Grace!
Ajax. This is Ajax.
Yes! Ajax!
I can read. I can read.
What happened?
She taught me how to read. This is Ajax.
That's great!
I can read.
Oh, my God.
was unlocked. I knocked, but...
I can read.
Hi, Henry.
Christ, I can't tell you what a shock it was. I mean, one minute you're at the restaurant, the next... And the newspapers, Jesus, they never stopped calling the office. Charlie was out of his mind. Linda. Everybody. Henry. If they found that son of a bitch, brought the death penalty back to New York single-handedly. Anyway. So, here we are, and, we got the big party coming up. I'm looking forward to that, and, I know Charlie is, too.
Were we really good friends, Bruce?
Yeah. Oh, of course, you know, we're... partners. Aren't you gonna open it?
Oh, yeah.
It's a frame. It's just a little frame, but
okay. Thanks.
What am I going to do with him, Henry, Dad said. I've grounded him, but I don't know what to do with that boy. I said, are you kidding? Grounded him? I want that boy in the firm. And as it turned out, it was the best decision I ever made. For years, the halls of our firm have resounded with the call of Henry Turner throwing on his jacket, striding through the office, crying, come on, guys, let's go out and break some balls. I offer a toast to the years to come, when once more we will hear that familiar cry.
To Henry. Henry.
Sarah said I should say something. I don't remember any of you. I don't really remember very much of anything. It's all mixed up. Like I remember that Rachel likes strawberries on her pancakes. But I don't remember any of her birthday parties, although I saw pictures and I was there. I remember a woman in a blue dress standing on grass. I think that's my mother, but I don't know if it's my mother. So if you just be patient, I'm trying.
Here's another one of me as a baby.
Who's this?
You. Your father used to make you mow the lawn and take out the garbage and walk the dog and wash the car, and then you learned to appreciate the work ethic.
What's that?
I don't know.
Thank you.
Hi.
Good to see you.
Hello. Good to see you.
Oh, thank you. Hi.
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 It's great to see you, Bradley.
Oh, thank you.
Hi.
Hello.
Hi.
Welcome back, Mr. Turner.
Oh, thank you.
Henry.
Hello.
I'm Rudy. Rudy. I just want to say hello and welcome back.
What's wrong with him?
He's an asshole.
No.
Henry.
Hi.
It's Linda.
Hi, Linda.
It's good to see you back at the office.
It's good to see you, too. Linda.
This is your office.
And this is...
Jessica.
Jessica, she was your secretary. And she was working for Stephen while you were away.
Nice flower.
Thank you.
I'm at the end of the hall if you need anything.
Okay, well... I'll be in here if you need anything.
Let's grab lunch this week.
Okay.
He's back.
Grab lunch. Grab lunch. Matthews v. East Shore Hospital.
Say when. When you've had enough, Mr. Turner, you say when.
When.
You want anything from the kitchen?
Thanks, I'm okay.
A little milk and cookies? Malamars?
No, I have to finish reading this.
You don't remember Malamars, do you?
No.
Marshmallows and chocolate? I once watched you eat a whole package in 3.5 minutes.
Okay, I'll have some Malamars. Buddy, sit.
So we push for October. We can go to trial then.
What about Lawson?
He's on the Barnes case.
How long can that take?
Lawson? Try a decade.
What did he say?
Nothing that helped us. I'm telling you, we've got to make a choice.
What? Do we postpone? We can't push this off forever.
Listen, either we get it or we don't. There's a phone call to be made here.
If we lose Rogers, half a dozen other clients will follow. We can't lose his case because of Barnes.
So we go September with another witness.
Exactly. We'll pull a Henry Turner.
Hey, it's really decent of you to let Henry come back like this.
Well, after all, we're human, aren't we?
Is there more on Matthews versus East Shore Hospital?
That would be in the file room. I'll get the file.
Okay, I'll wait here.
You can wait in your office. I'll bring it to you.
Okay, I'll wait in my office.
It's going to Paul Weiss.
Henry offered him 6:50 in a partnership. What would you
do? Huh. I'd have to see the office.
Oh, yeah. Welcome back, Mr. Turner.
Oh, hi. Listen... I got this question.
What is it?
In this case?
Which one?
Matthews.
East Shore Hospital, your famous last case.
Yeah. We said that the hospital wasn't responsible because Mr. Matthews didn't tell him he was a diabetic.
Yeah, that was the argument. The hospital wasn't responsible because they didn't know the guy was on insulin.
Yeah, but look, in this file, this other patient, Miss McNair, said that she heard Mr. Matthews tell the nurse he was diabetic, but she didn't write it down. We're saying they're not responsible, but we didn't tell them about this lady's statement.
So what? Come on, Henry, put it away. Put it back in the file.
What we did was wrong.
What we did is paying for our lunch.
So everything's okay? Still love me?
Yeah, when are you coming home?
I'll be home by dinner. Don't spoil your appetite.
Okay, you too. Bye-bye.
Mix until creamy drop spoonfuls on greased cookie sheet. Let's make one big cookie.
You can't. It doesn't cook. I tried it once.
Oh.
Were you scared at the hospital?
At first, yeah.
Then it got okay, right?
Yeah, then it got okay.
Because I start school soon. Sleep away.
What do you mean?
I'm going away.
Well, no. No one told me. Are you scared?
Do you still want me to go?
Me? No. No.
Really? Because I could go to school around here.
Well, I don't want you to go anywhere, but I'm not sure it's up to me. Is it up to me? Well, look, I'll talk to Mom, okay? Okay. Maybe she could stay home and go to school somewhere around here.
That's what we agreed on. That school only takes 30 kids a year, and Rachel's one of them. There's got to be a few things that we decided that I can count on. It's a great opportunity for her and for us. I think it's important. I saw a house today. A place I think it'd be much better for us. It's so big here, don't you think? I found someone who wants to buy this apartment. And I want to show you this house.
You think we should move?
I do.
And you think Rachel should go away to school?
Yeah.
Okay.
Hi, Rachel.
Hi, Jennifer.
Sweetheart. This is a wonderful school. You see? You already have a friend here.
I hate Jennifer.
You're going to meet all sorts of very nice girls.
I don't think so.
Of course you are.
One of the things I do remember is my first day at that school. There were all these weird-looking kids. I didn't know any of them, and they didn't know me. I was scared. But after 2 days, we were all laughing about how scared we were. Everybody feels like you do, honey. Everybody.
take care of Buddy.
I will.
Can I teach you how to sit, okay?
Okay.
Well, you don't want a misorientation.
It's great. I didn't know you remembered your school.
I don't.
How you doing?
I miss her.
Me too. We'll see her on Parents' Day.
Look, Miss Cassiopeia. And there's the big dripper and the little dripper. So strange, the things I remember.
Since you've come home, we haven't made love. I mean, if you're nervous or something, we could talk about it.
Well, yeah, I'm a little nervous. Okay, well, I'm really nervous. Very nervous. Well, I don't know. Look, I saw this movie, and I don't know if I can do it like that guy did it.
Chris Lawner's birthday party. You were a hot young lawyer, and I was answering phones at Harper's Bazaar. I was standing in the doorway smoking a cigarette, back when I used to smoke. And you just came up to me. "I'm Henry," you said, "and you're beautiful."
this.
That made me completely self-conscious. You had such confidence. You just drew me in. We talked for hours. Ignored everyone. And then the girl you were with got mad and wanted to go. And as you left, you handed me your card and said, "Have you ever eaten blowfish? Because I know this great blowfish place." It made me laugh. And I went home and told my roommate I met the man I was going to marry.
Why?
I don't know why.
You don't know why?
No.
Me either.
What are you doing?
Come up here. Come here. I don't mind so much anymore.
Sarah? Phyllis, hi! Hi!
I thought that was too... Hello, Henry. This is Phyllis and Daniel. They were at Charlie's party.
Hello, Phyllis and Daniel.
Well, no, I was going to call you because I'm having a housewarming on the 20th. I'd love it if you'd come.
Okay. Okay, thanks.
All right, then. We'll talk. Good to see you. I'll call you. Big kiss.
Okay. Jessica, I'd like to see the file on Stevenson versus Murray.
Sorry, Mr. Turner, I can't.
How come?
I'm not allowed to give you any more of your old case files. No one can believe what you've done.
And everything that I love.
It's amazing.
I said I don't even want to see Swanji for 6 months.
You're kidding me.
I mean, it looks like you've lived here forever.
It's all my old favorite things.
I think it's the nicest house you've ever had.
I agree. I feel like I'm home.
It's fine. It's here.
Seven brothers and sisters, huh?
That's right.
Is it really hot in Memphis?
Very hot.
Hey, how you doing?
Well, these little ones are really good. But that lady over there in the gold dress thinks they're a disaster. And that other woman near the window just had her face done. Not her neck, just her eyes. And that
clear, ma'am. Used to be her husband. Because who is she kidding? The damage is done.
Such a shame. I mean, he was so good. He really was.
Henry represented my cousin 3 years ago, and he was the best. The best. Everybody was terrified. Of course, I've known Sierra forever.
I heard he's back at work.
Yeah, but doing what?
Getting paid for doing nothing doesn't sound so bad, does it?
Well, it's not Henry I feel sorry for. It's Sarah.
It's like she's got two kids now.
Worse. What does she possibly have to look forward to? It is such a shame.
Christ, one minute you're an attorney, the next you're an imbecile.
That's not a very long trip.
Phyllis, I am afraid we can't stay for dinner. I just wanted to say goodnight. Thank you. You, those people. They don't know you anymore. Darla.
I'm not going to work today.
Sit.
Henry, I invited someone over.
Bradley. Oh, Anna. Thanks. So, what's up? I thought I could go back to my life, but I don't like who I was, Bradley. I don't fit in.
I got bad knees.
What?
My knees, they're bad. Ask me why.
Why?
Football. Wrecked them both, playing college football. Man, that was my life. Football? What else was there? Not jack shit. Homecoming, right? That son of a bitch threw a perfect spiral. And I caught it. Boom. Right out of the sky. I had the moment. When that safety hit me and I felt my knees pop, I knew that was it. Game over. Forget it. I was dead. My life was over, Hank. Now ask me if I mind having bad knees.
You mind?
No. No way. It was a test. I had to find a life. The therapist that helped me walk again, he was so cool, I thought, that's what I want to do. When I told some of my buddies, they laughed right in my face, called me a nurse, bought me white dresses and shit. But check it out. You're walking. You're talking. You're sitting here drinking some pretty expensive damn beer. I had something to do with that. If it weren't for my knees, I'd never have met you. So, no, I don't mind having bad knees. No. Let me tell you something, Hank. Don't listen to nobody trying to tell you who you are. It might take a while, but you'll figure yourself out.
Thanks.
It'd be a great story if we won the game.
Yeah, hi, this is Rachel Turner's father. I want to talk to Rachel, please. Well, I'm not sure it's an emergency, but I just got this letter from her, and she's miserable. Yeah, but she just sounds so sad. I just thought I could, I don't know, cheer her up a little or something. Yeah, I see. Uh-huh. Okay, yeah. I'll call back after 6. Thank you.
Is it for you, Mr. Henry?
No. Thanks.
I want to miss you, Mr. Henry. I like you much better now.
Back here? We closed. It's ours. The house is officially ours. Oh, God. Oh, my God. Henry.
It happened before. Before I was shot, you slept with Bruce before?
It didn't last. He kept writing to me, but it didn't last. Everything was different. You were different.
I don't remember what I was like, Sarah.
Listen to me. Don't walk away. We were miserable. You don't remember, but I do. I was lonely. We were in love once, years ago, and then we weren't, not for a long time. But we're better now. Please don't walk away. Not now.
Well, I would like to. Could you do that? I think that would be perfect. Wait a minute, I'll call you back.
Please, please, talk to me.
I followed you. Bruce doesn't know I'm here.
Look, I don't have anything to say.
I think we should talk.
Well, I don't.
Bruce was right. You were different. You shouldn't take it all out on him. He's been a good friend to you. After the accident, Bruce took over your cases. He took care of things.
He sure did.
Bruce is so humiliated.
He's humiliated. Look, Linda, I know Bruce is a friend of yours, and I know that you mean well, but this is not a good time for me.
Henry, this isn't any fun for me either.
What are you talking about?
I'm talking about us. You're not the only one who lost in this. I lost, too. I lost the one man I ever loved. And it was you, Henry. It's hard to see you every day in the office. You don't know me. This was our hotel. Every Tuesday and Thursday at the Ritz.
Ritz.
You were going to leave Sarah for me. And now it's gone.
No.
It's all gone. Henry.
No.
May I help? What are you doing here?
You remember me.
We remember you, Mr. Turner.
I came to apologize.
Are you kidding me?
No, I'm serious. Just give that to your lawyer.
What's this?
Your husband did tell the nurse that he was diabetic. It's all in there. I'm sorry.
Why?
I changed.
I guess.
Why?
Mr. Turner, he's in a meeting.
It's okay.
Come on. Gotta go.
Jesus Christ.
Excuse me. Charlie, I just came to say goodbye.
Fine, Henry. See you tomorrow.
No, Charlie. I can't be a lawyer anymore. Thank you. You've been really good to me.
Just wait. We'll talk about this.
I can't wait. Goodbye.
Well, good luck.
Mr. Cameron, the Matthews lawyer on line 3.
Good luck to you too, Charlie. Goodbye, Jessica.
Mr. Turner, what happened?
Well, I had enough, so I said when.
Good for you.
Bye. Bye, Linda.
I love you.
Oh, I love you too. I did like those Malamars, though.
Now you're all learning what that means when you ask yourself, why do I push myself? Why do I strive to be a harder worker? A better listener? Well, look around you. There are the answers to those questions. Competition. Everyone close your eyes. Repeat to yourself silently, I will work harder. I will listen better.
Tell what you just said.
Mr. Turner, we're in the middle of a session.
I know. I'm sorry to interrupt. I missed your first 11 years, and I don't want to miss any more.
It's good to see you doing so well, Mr. Turner.
Thank you. Excuse me, sir.